Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, to say I'm chomping at the bit is an understatement, missing much of three shows last week, dealing with family issues that have now come to a good ending. So we're glad that's all been taken care of by the grace of God. Wow, where to start? I mean, it is just overwhelming on so many fronts. I don't know where to begin. Later, I'm going to the grocery store, and I see this 2 days ago, Nature's Best Remedies, National Geographic. They put Kevin Trudeau in prison for writing a book that basically said the same thing as this. And I'm not defending Kevin Trudeau. I think the guy has serious issues and, you know, said he was at Area 51 with space aliens. I mean, I've got problems with him. I don't think he should be in prison, though. For writing a book, that's what he was convicted of, about natural remedies and cures they don't want you to know about was the name. Nature's Best Remedies, National Geographic. So I bought it, and it's like a boil down. It's like a 129 page redux boil down of Kevin Trudeau's book. So are we going to arrest National Geographic? And I just tweeted out the new issue of the official National Geographic. This is one of those little books that Time Life and others put out, similar, you know, there at the tabloid stand on certain issues, like the 10 faces of Jesus or 10 disasters. I mean, we've all seen them. Or JFK, stuff like that. Well, now they put a new one where they talk about the war on science. They say climate change does not exist. Evolution never happened. The moon landing was fake. Vaccinations can lead to autism. Genetically modified food is evil. And they mix truth with lies there. So this just illustrates how there's people within any organization. They know there's a market for herbs and vitamins, and they know the science is there, and they go over the science and the studies in this, about all the things it can do for you and how many drugs have been derived from herbs and fruit extracts and things like that, and even trace minerals. But then separately, they're putting out something evil on the other side that is basically demonizing anyone that questions official narratives. So that's coming up in the last 30 minutes. We're talking about the collapse of confidence in the system, and it ties into this when Anthony Gucciardi, one of our Infowars.com writers and the head of Natural Society as well, wrote a story for Infowars.com titled, "It's Official, McDonald's and Monsanto Are Both Losing Money Fast." That's a close quote. Public awakens to what's really in their food. And I'm going to tell you, if Monsanto and McDonald's fall, the whole thing falls. They are canaries in the globalist coal mine. They are tip of the spear in the New World Order dehumanization soft kill operation. And we're going to be going over that. And because the system can't win the info war against this, there's a big article out today out of Reason magazine, the government's war on freedom of the press. We're going to get into that all in the last 30 minutes today. These three stacks of news in this magazine article, we're going to break that down when Anthony Gucciardi joins us in studio. Everybody knows I'm not a big fan of Rudolph Giuliani. He's pro-open border, anti-gun. He's about as Republican as Arnold Schwarzenegger is. Also open border, anti-gun. Pro-abortion. I mean, everybody attacks him because he's a drag queen. I don't see that as the big issue. But now, I saw CNN and a bunch of other headlines this weekend. The end of Giuliani. The fall of Giuliani. No longer America's mayor. All because he came out and said Obama hates this country, which is true. Now Scott Walker's come out and basically said that. So he's not even sure he's a Christian. Remember the Obama crew squads in the first election 2008? They said they'd arrest you in Missouri if you said he might not be a Christian. I mean, that's pure tyranny. We'll be back with this and a lot more. Stay with us.
Use aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Opposing legislation that would allow police to forcefully quarantine residents and even impose martial law without a warrant.
We have to keep geoengineering on the table. We have to look at it very carefully because we might get desperate enough to want to use it.
I really feel like running around the street, jumping in front of cars, trying to warn people.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids.
Vaccines! Good.
It's like the 1950s body snatcher where at the end he's running out of the town and he gets out on the highway and runs up the back of the army truck and there's more of the pods and he's like, oh my gosh, they're everywhere. You've got to warn everyone. I mean, that's how I feel.
He can authorize non-healthcare licensed personnel, read that to me, police,
sure,
to vaccinate people against their will.
Why on earth would so-called conservative talk show hosts cover up the FEMA camps and do hit pieces on us saying it isn't true? Why on earth would Brian Williams be for Obamacare when he knows full well it's got death panels, was written by insurance companies, and a giant screw job? Why on God's green earth would we be starting a war with Russia right now and be the bad guys? Why? I mean, somebody's got to get hysterical here. I really am freaked out. I really have seen the tyranny. I really have learned to not trust the system, and I know it's getting worse because I've grown up seeing. And so I am running around, freaking out, trying to warn people as best I can. They say they're another species, they're super sapien, they're going to get rid of us. They've already decided they're taking over, okay? This is like a war we've never seen. It's a cultural, scientific, rewrite, takeover. And so we got to warn people.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are coming to you live on this 222, the 22nd day of February 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here until 6 o'clock Central Standard Time and, of course, re-aired on affiliates across the country back in less than 24 hours at 11 a.m. Central. That's 12 noon Eastern for the big weekday broadcast. Okay, let me just read to you the stacks here and see if I can go through just the 15 or so stacks I've got so you know what's coming up today. Al-Shabaab threatens malls, including some in U.S. Head of Homeland Security warns the public, says, be vigilant. USA Today. Minneapolis officer wounded in apparent targeted attack of police. Just killed him because he was a cop. You notice that's been funded by the White House, that whole movement. That's just some of the news on that front. Giuliani to 1010 WINS. Obama's lack of patriotism come from his upbringing and as a critic of the U.S. says that he could basically be a communist and he doesn't, quote, love America. That's out of Politico. Incredible rhetoric, which is actually accurate. Scott Walker in the Washington Post says, I don't know whether Obama is a Christian. And here's that actual headline out of the Metro. Obama's influenced by communists since youth. Well, that's just true. Giuliani stands by Obama comments. Un. unprecedented to see that out of Rudolph Giuliani, who has been anti-gun, pro-open border, and is basically a rhino, Republican in name only. Why would he be coming out with such hardcore rhetoric if he isn't going to run for president, knowing he would be fully attacked for telling the truth? Because you can say what you want about Giuliani. What he's saying is the truth. And, I mean, I suddenly just saw it all over the front page of Yahoo, CNN. It was in my email. It was just everywhere. The fall of America's mayor. The end of Giuliani. These are the headlines. It's over for him. Well, I don't think when dinosaur media sits there and says it's over for somebody, that doesn't work anymore. In fact, I predict Giuliani will only get more popular. He's pretty much become obscure, and we'll see a resurgence of Giuliani on the talk circuit. He does these big talks, paid talks around the country at these different self-help events with Colin Powell and others. I predict his stock's going to go up because, look, Brian Williams is a canary in the coal mine. And when Brian Williams gets forced out of NBC and ultimately ends up losing his job, which I predict they'll announce in 6 months he's gone. This is a face-saving maneuver to say he's suspended for 6 months. This is just another signpost in the death of the dinosaur media and the death of its credibility. And so when mainstream media announces, like NBC and CNN and MSNBC have all announced, the end of somebody for daring to speak bad of Der Fuhrer, it's only going to blow up in their faces because they have no credibility. Speaking of no credibility, the Oscars, record low profits for Hollywood in 2014. Of course, tonight is the stupid Oscars. Our critic predicted the big Oscar wins and surprises. That's out of the New York Post. What's in the Oscar nominee's gift bag? $125,000 in swag. Yes, I'm sure just what they need. This is all from the so-called leftist, almost to a man or woman, that say redistribute wealth, take gun owners' guns. But they're all for Obama having 25, 30, 100 bodyguards at one time conservatively. But you can't have bodyguards when they do. Out of AFP, Oscar protest planned over all white nominees. The African-American Civil Rights Group plans to protest outside Sunday's Oscars. That's right. Any white person winning is a sign of racism. This is the total political correctness brainwashing where we don't know how to read or write or do anything, but we know how to obsess over race all day. So that's just some of the silliness. We're going to look at that propaganda coming up. I'm not going to the news in the order of most important. I'm just letting you know some of what's coming up. Let's go to some of the most important news. Fresh nuclear leak detected at Fukushima plant, where five of the six plants, including a plutonium-based MOX reactor, blew up. Well, now it's openly leaking and melting down again. Again, French news agency reports sensors at the Fukushima nuclear plant have detected a fresh leak of highly radioactive water to the sea. The plant's operator announced today, highlighting difficulties in decommissioning the crippled plant. Tokyo Electric had more to say. They've been whitewashing it big time. We're going to go over that. Meanwhile, Sunday Express reports UK nuclear sites warned over drone terror attack. We're going to look at that story. Shifting gears, and what I see as the biggest threat, three parent babies could risk the future of the human race, is the headline out of the UK Daily Express. That's right. The UK legalized last year three baby parents. Now, these will not even be humans, ladies and gentlemen. And as infertility increases, you're going to have to go in and basically get a designer baby. And then with these systems, they can build Trojan horses in on record. They can decide certain traits to leave in, certain traits to take out. I'm going to break that down coming up today as well. Now, this piece of news is not in the news. And I'm directing Mikhail Phelan, Paul Watson, Don Salazar, Kit Daniels. I don't know who's going to do it, but I sent them all the articles this morning. So I'm sure you could look for this tonight or tomorrow at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I got a call from one of my moles inside the city of Austin. He said, do you know what's going on at the Palmer Event Center Monday and Tuesday? And I said, no, what's going on? He goes, well, you know, we're one of 87 sanctuary cities where they give free welfare to all the illegals and red carpet them and don't give them tickets and don't arrest them for DWIs and that people won't believe this. Pull up CBS News. Border Patrol no longer does arrest illegals for basically any felony, but the headline was for drinking and driving. They actually tell them in the DHS memo, yeah, if they kill somebody, it's no big deal. It actually says you have no liability. Just because they said so in a memo, of course, it violates all sorts of federal and state laws, and you are now culpable, but whatever. And we know about it because the Border Patrol leaked it last week to CBS News, but I get the call. I sure enough search it. Austin Welcoming City Summit. And I was even told by the city person that it's $7,000 a day, $7,500 a day just to feed the illegals at the welcoming ceremony where they teach them how to get free welfare and how to get all the, quote, social services and basically not work. And it breaks down in here. All meals will be provided. This is morning, noon, and night, except for the on-your-own lunch on February 23rd. Please note that there is a $8 parking fee at Palmer Event Center. And it says how to accept illegals. It actually says how to get them on welfare, how to condition the public to accept it. It's a giant takeover plan for the North American Union. That's coming up. And then the intensifying war in Ukraine. And then Turkey invades Syria. And then,
used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health, introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com, oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We now take you live.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
On 2/22, this Sunday worldwide live broadcast. All right, I mentioned the imminent, they're saying, terror attacks on Mall of America, other areas, which clearly we heard us predict so many hundreds of times, I'm not going to even play the tape, that they would openly fund Al-Qaeda and the jihadis and then let them spread, and then they would start threatening and then ultimately attacking domestic targets, soft targets, until America turns into a total police state. But now that's being announced. We're going to get into the Oscars being turned into a giant political correctness brainwashing fest. Clinton Foundation drops ban on foreign government donations. Just amazing. And I've read the different Federal Elections Commission's regulations and laws. I believe this is illegal. We'll get into the three-parent babies could risk the future of the human race. Yeah, no kidding, says the Parliament. We're going to get into all over the country the red carpet for the illegals, the free tuition, the free welfare, the free tax return refunds when they don't even put any money in, to have their babies for free. I'm not even against immigrants or people from Latin America, but this is the merger of our countries together. This is the conquering of our nation. I'm going to break that down. We've got Syria criticizing the fact that Turkey, with the biggest military in the Middle East, it's bigger than Israel's when it comes to conventional ground troops, tanks, planes, has invaded and taken a large part of Syria, and their response is, we were just there guarding a tomb of the founder of the Ottoman Empire. We've got this clip coming up. So when you look at the foreign press, it's an admitted invasion. When you watch CNN, it's, well, Turkey was just guarding a tomb, and then it shows a video of like 50 army tanks and helicopters, and it looks like 1,000 troops just in one shot guarding a tomb. It's like, it'd be like if the Russians said, we're guarding a tomb in D.C., and all these helicopters are landing. I mean, it's just the way they spin stuff. If you only look at U.S. news versus foreign news, and I'm not saying it's perfect either, but I mean, Syria's like, you just invaded us. This is really illegal, and they're aiding Al-Qaeda, and they're aiding ISIS. That's who's aiding them openly. And our media's answer is, they're just guarding a tomb. And it shows an army. It shows a ridge just covered with tanks and artillery and helicopters and troops. I guess when they take Damascus, they'll just be guarding a tomb. It's just always this spin. But before we go any further, I'm going to go through all these articles one by one. Giuliani is not backing down, and I'm not lionizing him. It's just that what he's saying is true. We sell the film. In fact, we helped popularize it. It was in association with WorldNet Daily as well. Joel Gilbert made the film, Dreams of My Real Father, and it's admitted that Obama spent most summers as a child for at least 7 years with Frank Marshall Davis, a famous communist and a famous pornographer. It's just bizarre. And there's photos in the film directly from Obama's archives of him sitting on the couch in the room, in the living room with Frank Marshall Davis, who he admits in his own book, Dreams of My Father, that he spent summers with and his grandfather was basically best friends with. Well, in Dreams of My Real Father, it shows is his mother naked in porn shoots in that living room on that couch. I mean, Frank Marshall Davis is his dad, folks. The whole Kenya thing was a diversion. People got suckered by it. That's why his Harvard Law Review said he was from Kenya. We've got clips of Michelle saying he was born in Kenya. That was all a cover story, folks. You look at Frank Marshall Davis, it's Obama. And he shacked up with Obama's mom. I mean, he is Frank Marshall Davis' son. I want to get Gilbert back on. But Giuliani's now quoting the film, basically, but not giving it credit, which is fine. The point is we sell the DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. You can purchase it and support us with Filmmaker, but it will blow you away. By the way, when I first heard this a few years ago, I didn't believe it. When I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, now it all makes sense. That's why the White House put out the birth certificate in four different layers, and it was fake, and they used typeset that was the WordPress, Microsoft Word, you know, fake typewriter, because every letter has a little blurb or blob, supposedly from the ink, but like a snowflake with a real typewriter, each one is different. Well, that right there was fake because all the words were identical. You could compare a C to a C or a D to a D or a Z to a Z and have the same fake, you know, blobs. Day one, we saw and said fake because of that. A year later, top forensic folks in our PIO's office said the same thing. But it was all meant to be fake to get us on that trail, believing he was covering up Kenyon Rich. When you look at the Kenyon dad, that's not him. Doesn't look anything like him. You look at Frank Marshall Davis, folks, it's him. But let's go to Giuliani not backing down and bringing up Frank Marshall Davis, Obama's father. Here it is.
Mr. Mayor, do you want to apologize for your comment?
Not at all. I want to repeat it. The reality is, from all that I can see of this president, all that I've heard of him, he apologizes for America. He criticizes America. He talks about the Crusades and how the Christians were barbarians. Leaves out the second half of the sentence that the Muslims were barbarians also. He sees Christians slaughtered and doesn't stand up and hold a press conference, although he holds a press conference for the situation in Ferguson. He sees Jews being killed for anti-Semitic reasons, doesn't stand up and hold a press conference. This is an American president I've never seen before.
But to say that he doesn't love America, I mean, that he could view foreign policy as a Democrat might view it, and through a different lens than a Republican.
Full clip is on InfoWars.com. And this is all PNAC planned to have a class of civilizations. Let's get something clear. I don't hate Muslims. Everybody knows that. And I was against all these wars. But I've studied history, and the Muslims invaded Europe. They went all the way to Germany, all the way to Poland. There are huge statues in all those countries of the different kings that stopped them. Count Dracula in Romania, Transylvania, was a real guy and stopped them right there. And they were killing basically everybody and grabbing the women and hauling them off. They took over Spain for about 300 years. And it was El Cid that took it back. So, I mean, I remember going to college. That's why I got out of college. I was already successful in radio. As soon as I got a radio job, I was like, you know, when I'm done, I was already making more money than most people with, you know, quote, degrees in RTF. And it wasn't that much money, but I said, I could pay my bills. I'm done. Bye-bye college. Because I'd go in there and hear about the Crusades and how we were barbaric. And I was like, hey, I read all the history books because they were so interesting. I wasn't anti-Muslim. I wanted to read about history because, let me tell you, it's a page-turner. Battles every page. Not like some fake novel. And, yeah, you had Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula. You know, if people wouldn't be as conscripts and fight the Muslims, he'd stick them on the end of a pole. He was a barbarian, but here's the deal. The Muslims started it and invaded. Let's just get that straight. What do you think Spain's La Reconquista with the rest of Europe came in and kicked the radical Islamists out? By the way, there were radical and non-radical Islamists. There were lots of Islamic sects that didn't want to take over, wanted to be left alone. They were getting enslaved as well. There's always radical groups that want to use religion as a pretext to take over. But here's the deal. Radical Islam is becoming the dominant strain in Islam right now. So whether it's a religion of peace or war, jihad or whatever, it is now run by Saudi Arabia, who wants to conquer the world, and they're allied with the globalists, and our own government is opening the door to bring this in, and when the terror attacks hit, they're going to take our basic freedoms in the name of fighting it, as the terror summit said last week with the White House, and their main focus will be gun owners, veterans, and Christians, not the radical jihadis. Stay with us.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Criminal TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
In an unpredictable world, it's good to know you are in control of food, your greatest dependency. Go Foods are storable for 25 years, quick fix, non-GMO, kosher, health store quality food at discount store prices delivered to your door. Go Foods is there when you need it most. Feed Your Frida package is available with up to 3 months of food for free. Call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season. Love runs high in the dark. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're here 6 days a week. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News. Original. hard-hitting, sometimes live, 7 o'clock Central, weeknights at InfoWarsNews.com, and now already cable and TV systems here and there around the country before I've even officially launched it outside the subscriber-based system. Okay, where you can see it on Roku, Boxy, hundreds of other platforms, literally. Yeah, we get about, on Roku, Boxy, all the different platforms, we can track every night about 300,000 viewers. You have to understand, the radio's millions every day, but for TV, it's so competitive, 300,000 is huge. 300,000 people watching that nightly news, and we're getting ready to really drop the hammer in the next few months and go to the next level. It's very exciting. But I digress. Freedom is popular. Legalized freedom, as Ron Paul likes to say. Let me break something down here. There are globalist interests that are openly creating global treaties, global governance right now that circumvents national sovereignty. So everything that these handful of mega corporations are doing is about destroying choice, destroying independence, the family, state government, local government, federal government. All over the world, they want centralized systems that are under their global hegemon. That's what Davos, Switzerland, openly every year at their meetings, they admit. Global government. We're going under this Trans-Pacific Partnership right now that is secret. Congress can't even see it. And we're told we're now under it. So when you see Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which they admit is formerly Al-Qaeda, same people, same flags, invading Libya, invading Syria, invading Iraq, attacking Egypt, and then Obama won't criticize them very much or won't call them radicals, but will call Christians and gun owners radicals. What he's doing is playing to that crowd and his cousin Odinga in Kenya and others that have been on record supporting the Muslim Brotherhood that is basically run by Saudi Arabia as well in destabilizing the entire Middle East. So you say then, why are we bombing them? We're not really bombing them. They'll blow up a few old trucks, whatever, some rogue group not taking orders that doesn't color within the numbers, within the lines. That's why they've had airdrops over and over again, and the Iraqi government's come out and said, listen, you're giving them the weapons, you're behind them. So it's not just me saying this. I've been watching it for 4.5 years, the West and NATO openly funded out of Saudi Arabia and Israel and Turkey, probably more than anybody militarily is Turkey. The money's Saudi Arabian, and the fighters are Saudi Arabian predominantly. They're also from Qatar and all over Europe. And I mean, they're advertising. They let them online advertise and run these things. We get censored all the time on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. Oh, but not the jihadis. They're allowed to operate. Then they use the fact they're allowed to operate to call for government censorship when there's already rules to shut them down. See, they let them thrive to then take our liberties. And we're now seeing our predictions come true because it's the same formula. So these terror threats are real, but they've been protected. They've been funded. They've been grown. Like in Little Shop of Horrors, right here in America. Feed me, Seymour. I said, feed me. And we've got collaborators in the system that are just going along with this. And now, oh, we got to have troops in the Middle East. Oh, we got to invade Africa to counter Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram and all these other Saudi Arabian, Wahhabist, Sunni-affiliated radicals that are there killing Sunnis all over the Middle East and killing other groups, not just Shiites, but members of their own majority faith. And now Al-Shabaab, which is part of ISIS, calls for an attack on Mall of America in new video. And now they're saying we need troops in the malls. Italy has put their army, as of last week, on the streets as ISIS and Al-Shabaab said they're going to flood Europe with 50,000 more Muslims as a soft force, a psychological warfare force for the takeover. Well, boy, you got good friends in the EU then, 500,000? There's like 2 million Muslims a year coming into Europe conservatively. About a quarter of them out of Turkey alone. I mean, Europe's wide open. We're wide open. Our government pays to bring in foreigners, pays to bring in unskilled. I mean, one thing we brought in, skilled like Switzerland. This is the takedown. So you'll have our government in some levels criticizing all this, but they're quarterbacking it. This is a divide-and-conquer strategy. Now, you don't have to believe me. No, ladies and gentlemen, former head U.S. general in NATO, General Wesley Clark, has come out on CNN and said, our friends and allies funded ISIS to destroy Hezbollah. Let's stop right there. That's true. Israel founded Hamas in 1974, that's Jerusalem Post, the year I was born, 41 years ago, to counter Hezbollah. And it's true, Israel supplying for 3 years ambulances and satellite information to the Syrian Free Army, or Free Syrian Army, which is Al-Qaeda. It's a fact. So you got Giuliani, see how more sophisticated this is? Criticizing Obama for not getting behind a war against radical Islam, while meanwhile he's saying he's against Netanyahu, Obama. But meanwhile, Israel with Turkey and Saudi Arabia and Europe, the EU, are all bringing down sovereign nations using the Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist, ISIS, IS, Al-Shabaaz, Boko Haram, whatever the name is this week, the same group. And even Wesley Clark goes on CNN and says it, there is an internal fissure in the power elite right now, which is very dangerous. It's also good. It shows they're out of control and they're so immoral. The military's not going along with it. But they're openly starting to rat each other out on the news. We should debate what this means. Because when you got Wesley Clark saying what I've been saying for 4 years, look out. Look out. You're seeing a lot of rhetoric right now coming out here. You're seeing the heat being turned up. And that means we're coming towards a flashpoint. Let's go to this clip of Wesley Clark.
So you're in a little bit of a dilemma on that. We need to leave that kind of fuzzy on this. But we need the authorization to follow the leads, put the troops in, and play this. Look, ISIS got started through funding from our friends and allies, because as people will tell you in the region, if you want somebody who will fight to the death against Hezbollah, you don't put out a recruiting poster and say, you know, sign up for us, or we're going to make a better world. You go after zealots, and you go after these religious fundamentalists. That's who fights Hezbollah.
But, General, I'm hearing you on
like here. Let's stop right there. For those who don't know, Hezbollah is Shiite, funded by the Iranians. And, of course, then when you look at Hezbollah, it's now being attacked by Hamas, which was founded by Israel, but still attacks Israel from time to time. Israel doesn't run them. They just help get them started. So understand, Wesley Clark, our friends and allies funded ISIS to destroy Hezbollah, that is Iranian-based and Shiite-based, the minority group of Islam, 20%. And Hamas is basically connected to the Saudi Arabians and the Wahhabists and that jihad group, which is much bigger, more powerful, and are the people that brought us 9/11. But when 9/11 came, as we know in the secret 28 pages that have been leaked by the head of the 9/11 Commission, Senator Graham and others, and Congressman Jones on this show, Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. Our government stood down because was it blamed on the Shiites? Was it blamed on Hezbollah? No, no, no. Was it blamed on the Wahhabists and Hamas who were involved? No. It was blamed on the only secular, quasi-secular state set up by the CIA, by Eisenhower, under a different protocol to try to stabilize and build up the Middle East and modernize it, and that was Saddam Hussein. He came out of the Eisenhower program in 1979. Eisenhower obviously was gone in 1961, but that's the true history. So it was Saudi Arabia taking out the only secular threat in the region other than Syria. Now they're going to take that down. You wear a suit and tie in Egypt, you let women go to college in Egypt or Iraq or Syria, here comes the Saudi Arabians with the U.S. government to put jihadis in to murder everybody.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month.
how we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And who is the Empire? It's anti-free market, central banks of the world owned by a handful of families that are seeking to bring in a tyrannical, anti-human world government, to bring in neo-feudalism for us, advanced technology, life extension for them, a breakaway civilization. Now, I want to open the phones up, and while we take calls, I'm going to intersperse it with three baby parents could risk the future of the human race. Fukushima nuclear leak detected at Fukushima plant. That's AP, Reuters, you name it. Next hour, the illegals are literally given a free lunch and free welfare, and they have welcoming parties at the Palmer Events Center tomorrow. And the next day, we're going to send a crew down there. Watch, they're probably trying to not let us in. It's free to the public, but they mean the illegals. I'm telling you, I'm predicting that right now. And then we're also going to get into the latest on Ukraine and a lot more. But before I do that, here's the toll-free number. I'd like to hear specifically from active duty or former military, or anyone that's ever disagreed with us. I mean, I don't want to say the military and police so much do, because they are more awake than most of the public. But if you agree or disagree, I mean, did we not predict all this would happen? And then the ISIS people were going to attack malls and schools and things. And then it won't be, hey, don't bring them here in record levels. Stop all the illegal immigration and legal at this level. It'll just be, hey, let's take everybody's freedom. And they just had a summit last week saying it's not about radical Islam. It's about conservatives. This whole police state is for us. I want to hear from you. What should be done about this? How do you articulate this to a public that doesn't know regions of the world, doesn't know countries, doesn't know their own capital, doesn't know the three branches of government? How do you explain to them that Wesley Clark's telling the truth, but only to one level? He comes out and says basically Israel and Turkey and Saudi Arabia are funding the Wahhabist, funding the new caliphate, as he said. How do you explain to them, yeah, but it isn't like they got out of control, and now the U.S. has got to fight them. The U.S. and Google was involved 4 years ago before the Arab Spring, and NATO hijacking revolutions to overthrow corrupt governments and making sure that radical Saudi Arabian-backed groups took over. Our government backed trying to overthrow the government in Egypt to put in Wahhabists. And the Egyptian military countered and threw them out. And again, I'm not lionizing them. I'm not saying they're saints, but compared to Al-Qaeda, they are. They stopped the blowing up of churches and mutilating of women sexually. Our government is backing radical Islam, period. And it's bigger than Obama. It's about a clash of civilizations. And apologists like Giuliani are saying, oh, Obama's against Netanyahu. No, 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 no. Wesley Clark's doubling back, going, oh, it's our allies funding it, but now it's gotten out of hand. We've got to stop them. That's a limited truth. This was all meant to happen, just as you see now where the Middle East begs the U.S. to come back in to, quote, counter ISIS. And when they're done, they'll end up attacking Syria. As they announced last week, the U.S. will allow non-radical jihadists in Iraq and Syria to call in airstrikes on the Syrian government. This is just our military there to honcho, organize, and quarterback the so-called Free Syrian Army. And they just think the public will be confused by it all. That's why the airstrikes aren't real. That's why the airdrops don't go to the Kurds but go to ISIS every time. And the Iraqi government has said, look, the West is running this. You're going to give them a new country, part of eastern Syria, part of western Iraq. The Iraqi government is in worldwide newspapers a month ago saying this. Remember 4 months ago, General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was in there, and Senator Graham was on the Armed Services Committee, was like, now you tell everybody that Saudi Arabia is not involved with ISIS, right? And he goes, well, of course they are. They started it and run it. And Graham just freaked out and turned red. Let me tell you, there's a major shift in the government. The military doesn't want to be part of this. They don't want to openly back al-Qaeda to do this. They don't want to be involved in martial law. You know the military. This is in Stars and Stripes. This is in the Army Times after we covered it a decade ago. But it's in the news all the time. They're training to cordon cities, to take guns, and to basically round up libertarians and conservatives. What do you think that did to the military? It totally freaked them out. They went, whoa, it's all true. They had a come-to-Jesus moment 2 years ago. The whole military basically woke up. The New World Order is in deep doo-doo. They're 1 inch from an Operation Valkyrie getting run on them. The difference is there's not one Fuhrer Adolf Hitler that could be taken out. There's a whole corrupt globalist Federal Reserve porta potty full of just nasties. There isn't one we got to deal with here. It's an idea we got to deal with. We got to discredit the system, not have violence, up the info war. We're going to win. I mean, you understand, ladies and gentlemen, incredible things are happening right now. The border is wide open. Millions are coming across every few months. They're being instantly legalized outside of law by fiat. CBS News announced the illegals are above the law for felonies and get away with anything they want. I mean, I knew this years ago. You knew this, but it's now in the news. Federal court said you can't just legalize all the illegals. Obama said, I'm going to ignore that. I mean, that was 2 days ago on Friday. I mean, we're living in insane times here. And the good news is the criminal takeover of America and the rest of the world is so over the top and is hurting prosperity. It'd be one thing if it was a corrupt takeover that created more prosperity. People would kind of not like it, but they'd halfway go along with it. And I'm not saying that'd be okay. No, this is really people that really want to fundamentally break our country for political will to make everybody basically poor so a tiny elite can control us. Well, most people working for the establishment don't want to live in a poor country. They want to live in prosperity. They want to live in freedom. They want, okay, so people are now getting down to the end of the line here. And there's a major, major, major awakening happening. So here's the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. The Sunday number is different than the weekday number. 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. And we will open the phones up to take your calls on these subjects. But just to take one little story, it's not even that important. But it's important as a piece of propaganda to decipher how they work. I get up this morning, and I see this headline, "Prepare for full-scale war. Flagrant aggression, Damascus," that's the capital of Syria, "livid after Turkey's incursion on Assyrian soil." And they go into threatening that they were going to attack them. This is RT. And said it was an act of war. Now, Turkey's already been shelling them for years. She's got training bases for Al-Qaeda and ISIS to come in. They're hitting them from all different angles. Israel in the south, out of Lebanon, out of the Golans, out of Iraq trained, our own military training, and that's what made the military wake up. Turkey's attacking. They're hitting from all sides. The Russians are coming in out of the north to try to defend. Now, again, I'm not lionizing them, but they're the ones fighting radical Islam on every angle. And they're being attacked for it, as you notice. Well, Turkish soldiers evacuate tomb in Syria. Their excuse was, we came in to guard a tomb. And you see the CNN video. If you're a radio listener, just go to CNN. You can see it. But for TV viewers at prisonplanet.tv or infowars.com/show, you can see it. It shows scores of tanks, troops, helicopters, highways taken over. A full invasion by Turkey. And CNN, who's been caught getting money from the Turkish government before, look it up. I've had the reporters on about it, who've left. Emmy Award winners who've exposed it, that and other countries have been caught paying them off, are like, oh, they just came to guard a tomb and now they're leaving because of an ISIS threat. They're behind ISIS. They're backing ISIS. So it's lies at every level. Let's play the clip.
The mission, to evacuate and relocate the tomb of Suleiman Shah, the grandfather of the first Ottoman Sultan. The shrine is located in a Turkish enclave inside Syria. Turkish special forces were dispatched last March to protect it from ISIS militants who surrounded it.
Hit pause. They've been shelling for up to 4 years on record out of there against the Syrian forces to pump al-Qaeda and ISIS jihads in. I mean, that's on record, Turkey's quarterback and the actual military invasion. Now they're there to fight them. I mean, this is how pathetic we are in this country, to be shoveled loads of crap like this. It's worse than Obama saying 2 plus 2 equals 5, or that raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. Let's go back to it.
Late Saturday, another group of Turkish soldiers entered Syria and traveled through the Kurdish-controlled town of Kobani to recover everything inside the tomb and evacuate the besieged forces. All the while, another Turkish unit prepared a new site by raising the Turkish flag at the Eshmet village, a location much closer to the Turkish border, but still inside Syrian territory.
Unbelievable.
The ongoing conflict.
So I wonder if Germany will invade us, claiming they're protecting some tomb. I mean, it's just what they feed people. When you're informed, you watch CNN, it's incredibly entertaining, but it's sick. And then MSNBC is even worse. I mean, these people are just preying on the American public. All right, your phone calls are coming up. Second hour, jam-packed. We haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. You are the resistance, folks. You are the hope, and we're gaining ground.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.